You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The influence of the Stonewall Uprising in New York City 50 years ago can be seen in the oversized portraits on display at Syracuse's ArtRage Gallery. Community engagement organizer Kimberly McCoy says the subject of Hudson Valley artist Joe Radoches weren't necessarily at the riot or even alive at the time.
He titled it About Face because he really feels like our society has done an about face in terms of social justice and rights and attitudes towards the LGBTQ plus community. So the exhibition is a portrait exhibition of individuals and elders that are important to the artist, kind of letting them show their faces, tell their stories. Anyone that sees these portraits just recognize their beauty. Joe is an exceptional portrait artist. The scale of them, like they are larger than life. They are looking directly at you.
To complement the portraits, McCoy put together an exhibit chronicling Syracuse's LGBTQ history using artifacts dating back to the mid-1970s. She says the donated newsletters, articles, photos, posters, buttons, and t-shirts illustrate the evolution of the movement.
There were teenagers throwing stones. Many people weren't out. People were wearing paper bags on their heads to conceal their identity. And if you look at Pride that happened last weekend, it was huge. Everybody was there. It was like widely celebrated.
About Face, 50 years after Stonewall, will be on exhibit at ArtRage Gallery through July 12th. The leader of an organization that serves older LGBTQ Central New Yorkers is also reflecting on the influence of the Stonewall Inn raid and riots. Executive Director of Sage Upstate, Kim Dill, says it was one of the first times LGBTQ people retaliated against the police and oppressive laws. She says similar raids were taking place here in Syracuse and across the country.
The police would come in, they would arrest everybody. You couldn't dance with somebody of the same gender. You couldn't wear certain kinds of clothing, you know, of the other gender. I mean, these things were against the law. And people were defined as mentally ill. They were kicked out of their families. They were kicked out of their church. The people that we serve still carry the scars from those eras.
At the same time, Dill says they were resilient and key parts of the early gay rights movements that forced change. She says some of those they serve were in New York City when Stonewall happened, but stayed away because they were closeted. Even so, Dill says for many, it's bittersweet.
Pride is just an empowering thing. I mean, pride is the opposite of shame, right? Which is what we felt when we were in the closet. And, you know, being able to walk down the street and, you know, wear rainbow stuff and chant and dance and have fun is the opposite of, you know, sitting in your house worrying that something bad is going to happen because somebody finds out that you're gay.
Dill says many in the era got married and had children and feared losing their jobs if they came out. As they retired and kids moved away, she says they felt more comfortable about expressing their true identity. The 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising is June 28th. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.